No one's experience with disability is the same, even if they share the same disability. For instance, my experience with Braille is not the same as my colleague Sandy's. Which brings me to the question, is Braille still relevant today? And if so, for whom? I am Kalari Gertley with the Disability Minute. I lost my vision when I was 6 years old, so I was already learning how to read print. Even after losing my sight, teachers encouraged me to use large print books and also magnifiers to maximize the little vision I had left. Obviously, this did not work. It took me up to 40 minutes to read one page. As you can imagine, this was extremely frustrating for an antsy kid. I switched to Braille, but my reading was still slow. I had learned to visualize words, so to read by touch was challenging. Fortunately, I discovered audio devices and screen readers, and I have never looked back. Outside of needing Braille to read elevator signs or play Uno with my children, Braille is just not a big part of my life.
Produced by People with Disabilities at the Chicago Lighthouse, Kalari Gertley for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.